a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies explained badly.
This is when we get a movie in our mind, and instead of reading the blurb on the back of that movie or on Stan, where it is, of course, we make it up ourselves and we put a bit of a spin on it to make it a little bit harder.
That's one way to explain it. Yeah.
You have to guess.
Keep poking that bear, mate. I'm ready. I'm ready to give you the chin.
It is my turn this week.
I know what's coming. Yeah. I know what's coming.
So,
go.
So what we like to do is we like to, you know, paint a picture, sort of talk it through together because it's a team effort. To try. It's not a competition in the sense that it was not 1v1v1.
Mm.
It's certainly, let's see if we can sort of arrive at the same
flesh
time.
Flesh it out a little bit.
If you will. Yeah. Unless, of course, someone forgets how the game works.
Or guesses and then accidentally gets it correct.
Or just how radio works in general.
Oh,
often it's, sorry, it's just for me personally. It's not really about me. It's about about the listener and their experience sort of in the car or at home, and there's the ability to sort of play along.
A lot of people wouldn't know
what you're talking about though, because maybe they weren't listening last week. Have you got any of the audio? Would you be able to bring it up?
I was explaining badly last week, and this is how it went.
Involuntary blood donor cracks it and goes hunting.
Blade.
What? So including my laugh, that was 8 seconds of radio segment. So, I mean, I know a quick game's a good game, but also, what's the point?
All right, let's play it now.
Oh, no, because I'm really going to need you to guess this one, because I don't think he's going to have a clue.
Nah, let's go.
All right.
Let's play.
Now I'm scared. Oh, look, it's...
Let's play. Oh. I'm ready.
Jimmy James, I get it, Tom. Now. This is scary.
All right.
Woman holds a grudge.
Is it the grudge?
Is it Loggy?
Woman holds a grudge and overreacts to old friends, including performing unsolicited eye surgery on one of the perpetrators.
Ooh, eye surgery.
Mm.
Someone getting...
Do you have any idea, by the way?
I wouldn't like to hazard a guess.
That's part of the game.
But then if I get it right, God forbid.
Let's talk it through together. Well, I'm thinking so eye surgery, that's mean someone gets like something in the eye, doesn't it?
Yeah. Really, well,
do you know of any movies where it's...
No, I couldn't guess. Oh, okay.
Would you like me to read it out to you?
This is as good as nailing it in the first 5 seconds. It's just
woman holds a grudge and overreacts towards old friends, including performing unsolicited eye surgery on one of the perpetrators.
Let's talk it out.
All right, okay. So she's going back into her history to something that happened.
Yeah. And she's wearing maybe like a onesie type of suit, and she's also been to Japan.
Is it Kill Bill?
Yes, it is!
Radio!
Wow. Please, whatever happens, can you not rip his eyeball out by the end of this show today, Log?
Well, if he behaves appropriately. Now, you prefer that? Is that the way? Is that good radio?
I mean, we could work on the attitude, but apart from that...
Somebody get Loggy a samurai sword.
Somebody get her a cup of tea and a chair.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know, in the quiet of the car when you're driving in of a morning, obviously it's quiet for you guys because it's even earlier, but I have my quiet moment when I've got my... Bill Simmons podcast turned down.
You raw dog your drive in from Newtown.
Yeah. I never raw dog a drive.
Oh, don't you?
Never.
That must be a tough 7 minutes.
So tough.
Just have a quiet reflection time before the chaos of coming to see you two.
Mm.
I actually just recalled...
What?
What?
To get that real silence, that real quiet, do you like put the little glass bit up between you and the driver? Not today, James.
Stop telling me about your family.
How many times do I have to tell you I don't care for your children?
Yeah, so in that moment of silence and reflection, I only just remembered a conversation that I had last Thursday night with my children, and one in particular. Mm. So I was at the football watching the Cats take on the Western Bulldogs.
Oh, you got tickets for that, did you?
We buy seats every year. We buy seats every year.
Our face is a ticket, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
And we went along and I took my three boys, Jed, Henry and Maxie, and also Maxie's best mate, has been family friends, but he's mates with all my kids. Like, he's just been around for a long time. Bulldog supporter.
Oh, cute.
Kid. Terrific kid, beautiful kid. He's finally got to the point where he can come along to a Cats Bulldogs game and not get too upset because just in case the Cats might win and he's surrounded by Cats people, all that sort of stuff. So anyway, the game starts and I'm sitting there. Now, I'm kind of excited. It's a big game. Yeah. Mitch Duncan's 300th game. There's been obviously a bit of the build-up around Bailey Smith. I'm genuinely excited for the game.
He's all jazzed up.
Yeah, I was pumped. I was pumped.
Supervising children. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there. So I sit there and I intently watch the game.
Yeah.
And I've got Max next to me, then his mate, then Henry and Jetty.
Okay.
So we're watching. And they're into it, absolutely. They're footy fans.
Well, they know they're not allowed to talk.
No, I want them to cheer and to do everything.
Stick like, that reaches right down the end of the last chance.
My mum has taught them anytime the opposition's having a shot for goal, doing the old chewy on the boot.
I love chewy on the boot. Love chewy on the boot.
I think it works every time.
Yes.
So I'm into it. I'm like, oh, he's got to use that one. Oh, first option there. Got to be first option there. Oh, come on. You got to hit those kicks. That
sort
of
thing.
Oh,
mate, you sound like a real fun to attend football with. Mm.
I'm like, oh, love that. Love Brad Close. Yeah. What a kick. What a play. Jezza, how good. And I'm into it. I'm thinking, hey, that's what the footy's supposed to be about. Mm. You know, they kick a goal, they give a fist pump. Come on, Curtis.
The intensity.
Love it. Max, my wonderful, beautiful son, turns to me and says, hey, Dad, do you reckon you could stop the commentary? And now this is Thursday night, don't forget, and I work of a Friday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Immediately he goes, hey, Dad, why don't you save it for tomorrow night?
Yes, Max, yes.
Big burn, oh, my
Amazing.
God.
Amazing.
So it absolutely crushed me.
Scorching, scorching.
I sat there for probably the next 20 minutes, half an hour, just in like this brooding, angry silence. And like just like, fine, I'm not going to do it then. I'm not going to do it. I'm not even into this game. Anyway, fast forward. The Dogs starting to come back a bit. Yeah. This is the third quarter. Max turns to me. He's like, why are the Bulldogs winning so many balls out of the centre of the ground? I'm like, you didn't want my commentary then. You're not going to get it now, are you? I was so petty. Yes. I cracked it.
It's so important to teach the kids these lessons, mate. It's the tough part of growing up, isn't it?
You don't want my commentary? I'll save it for tomorrow night then, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Special guest joining us on the line now, the host of Guy Montgomery's Guy Mont Spelling Bee on ABC. It is, of course, Guy himself. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Tom, Lingy, and also Loggy, the big three I call you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. It is so amazing to have you on. You are so good at stand-up. I've seen it myself on a stage, but live TV, you do so well as well, mate. How do you do it all so well?
That's so kind. Well, the trick is, I suppose, I have no other abilities and basically have been practicing being funny since I was meant to be doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And that brings us to now. I mean, you guys are doing it. Live radio and live TV are pretty similar. It's on the hoof, you know. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, the trouble with us, though, guys, none of us are funny at all. So we struggle with it. You're also fortunate you get to surround yourself for the show with a whole bunch of comedians. So you grab all of them on and they try and spell a bunch of different things. You have a whole lot of fun with them. Must be great working with other like-minded, crazy, funny people.
Oh, absolutely. And I think part of the ethos and, you know, the initial idea for the show was trying to engineer ways to publicly antagonize and frustrate my friends. And so, you know, so much of the gameplay, spelling is the driver and the hook of the show, but so much of it is trying to create these sort of ornate and circuitous means of eventually just annoying someone you love, which I think is such a common mode of affection in both Australia and New Zealand, is the people you like the most are the ones you needle the most. And so I feel very lucky to have found this show and this format and way of kind of doing it with people who I think are both funny and who are also just good hangs otherwise.
Oh, that we were just talking about that off air because I've been quite the bee today. And I said, well, it's because the two boys here are like family. So, you know, they cop it. So it's funny you say that, Guy. But I also just wonder, do you specifically wear the sexiest suits on TV to intimidate all of your guests as well?
Well, do you know, I had this vision for how I wanted the show to look, which was I wanted it to be out of step with time.
Yes.
So I wanted all the props and things to be tactile and things you can pick up and touch. I wanted to try and sort of recreate the feeling of when I used to watch TV as a kid. And I'd watch a show I liked the look of. Play School was probably the first example where I'd think, God, I would love to just be able to walk around in there and pick everything up and touch it.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to create a show. I don't know how the aesthetic of modern TV will age, but I thought if I predate it, so if I make the show look like it's from a different era, it means that if someone finds it in 5 years, 10 years from now, and they got no idea who I am or any of the contestants, they'd be watching it thinking, when the hell did they make this show? I've got no means of dating it. And so when I talked to the ABC about this, the woman who works in wardrobe, Michelle Letters, which is such a fantastic surname, we're digging through the ABC archive. So all of the suits I'm wearing, these are all from the ABC's archive. These are suits. I have the exact same build as like the newsmen and weathermen of the 1970s, I suppose.
Brilliant.
So yes. All of them have been on TV before, not in these combinations. And some of the ties are sourced from outside of the archive, but it's all ABC archive wardrobe.
Wow.
That's so good. Hey, we do love the show. And for people who aren't familiar with the show, we thought we might maybe just give them a little taste this morning, if you don't mind. This is without notice. We didn't brief you on this. But I believe one of the segments, one of the rounds in Guy Montgomery's Guy Mont Spelling Bee, you get contestants to spell someone's name. So, Guy Montgomery. What I'd like to know is if you can spell...
I'm going to guess which name is coming up because there's one very ethnic name in the group.
Yes, our ethnic friend here.
Yeah.
Loggy, but her real name is Lauren Tamuscus. I'm going to say that for you again. Lauren Tamuscus. Can you have a go at spelling that for us?
Lauren Tamuscus. Well, Lauren, I'm assuming, is the traditional L-A-U-R-E-N...
Yes,
very
that is
good.
That is correct. Well
half
done.
A point.
Give me Tamuscus again.
Tamuscus. I'll put it in a sentence. if you really
how do you condescend me, Lauren?
if you really pee this group of people off, then it's been known as doing a Tamuscus on
okay.
someone.
Okay. Tamuscus, look, I'm just going to have to go out on a limb here. I'm going to start with a T, confident there.
Yeah. Okay.
Tamuscus, Tamascus.
You are so racist.
Gone for the Damascus.
We've gone as woggy as you possibly can. No, that's incorrect there. It's Tamuscus. K-O-S.
I can't believe you didn't get that, Guy.
Oh, come on, Guy.
Yeah, with hindsight, 2020. Yeah. I feel like a dang fool. I'd crush Tom or Ling.
All right, finish this one off then. One of the other ones is who owns it is one of your categories, which is has its ownership between the source of conflict between the Australians and the New Zealanders.
Ah, okay.
So I wonder if you could spell a truly great Australian name for me. Trevor Chappell.
C-H-E-A-T.
Yes, 4 points for that,
well
Guy.
Done. All right, Guy, hey, so good to talk to you. Very excited for the new season of Guy Montgomery's Guy Mont Spelling Bee. It's back Wednesday, June 4th, so next week, 8:30 p.m., 8:35, I should say, on ABC TV and also on ABC iView. All the best for the new season, mate.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Also, if you are interested in watching live stand-up, I'm coming to Geelong. Finally,
oh, you are
I'm doing
too.
A show in Geelong on the 25th of July. And I think there's still tickets available at Costa Hall.
Yeah, amazing.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've never been before.
Oh, my God. You are going to have quite the time, and we're going to be front row there screaming.
Yeah.
Okay?
In fact,
I'll see you soon then.
Guy, I'd ask you to put Loggy on the list, but you can't spell her name. So
yeah.
All right, mate. We'll see you when you get to Geelong. Thanks for the chat.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.